Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, Groundbreakers, we talk with Justin Miller, drone marketing specialist for Launchbox.
I'm Justin Miller. I'm a drone marketing specialist at Launchbox. So what we do at Launchbox is we help startup companies looking, you know, to get into the drone industry, whether it be mapping or ag or one of the other, you know, facets of the UAS industry. We can help them, you know, connect with other companies that are, you know, building software or sensors specific to that industry and kind of just get their name out there and help them build their brand identities and basically anything that a normal marketing company would do, except for we specialize in companies that want to be in the UAS industry.
About 7 years ago, I had Tommy Kenville on my program. He's up at the UND Innovation Center up in Grand Forks. And he just got back from Israel. And we were talking about how in Israel, they had drones the size of honeybees. And people thought we were crazy because this was such a cutting edge emerging industry. Where we're at today is unbelievable from then when you really think about it, because now we've got drones the size of nanobots all the way to, you know, the big Reaper that they have up at Grand Forks, which is the size of a good sized airplane. What we're kind of talking about right now is that mid-size or consumer based drone, at least that's what I believe that is taking off now, because I'm looking at the oil and gas industry, which I have a program where we cover oil and gas, and detecting leaks in pipelines, surveying land is becoming more and more prevalent out in the oil patches. Do you guys have any experience when it comes to maybe like a project or overseeing with somebody like that?
Yeah, we do actually. There's some really cool stuff going on. There was a koala bear study in Australia that was using thermal imaging, and they were able to fly over a certain area and count how many koalas were in the canopy. And the really interesting thing about that was is they had built this special algorithm that uses like species specific heat thermal signatures. They are able to see that it actually is a koala that's in the canopy. And then that program would then create a GPS waypoint and place it on a map so that the ecologists could go out there and the biologists could go out and actually pinpoint exactly where in the canopy these koalas were and then see that they were actually there and do the head count that way, which eliminated just a ton of time, considering the way that they used to do it was just walk around in the bush and try to locate them that way.
Did the drones make it become more accurate, the counting and locating?
Oh, definitely.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were able to go out into the field with a map, with waypoints of the exact locations of where the koalas were in the canopy, which is really amazing. And so now there's a company here in North Dakota that's looking at doing a very similar project, but identifying waterfowl nests. So they are able to use thermal imaging, fly over a specific area, and utilize that same algorithm to capture heat signatures specific to waterfowl nests. Then they are able to go out there, count the nests, see how many eggs are in them, and basically use that data to see how many new birds are going to be, you know, released that or born that year. It's pretty awesome. And the way they were doing it before just was very time consuming and not accurate, where this is, you know, basically giving them a roadmap to find everything they need in a very short amount of time.
So tell me about Drone Focus and the special promotion you guys are running.
Yeah, so I just wanted to offer out, we at Launchbox are offering free tickets to the Drone Focus Conference. We just want to get anybody that's really interested in the industry to come out. You don't have to be in the industry already, you just have to, you know, want to learn more. And you can go to our website at Launchbox, that's with two X's, .com, / Drone Focus. You can go there and click on the link and sign up for the event. Or you can sign up for the Bring Your Own Drone event there, too. They're both free, and we welcome anybody to come.
So it's June 1st here in Fargo, North Dakota. And if somebody wants a free ticket to the UAS conference, Drone Focus, go to Launchbox, two X's, launchbox.com. To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Miller, drone marketing specialist for Launchbox, or to listen to other groundbreaker features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.